Welcome back to part one of our special edition news magazine, Spirit of America, where we talk with Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre about her time serving in our nation's armed forces. Welcome back to KNIA KRLS, saluting our service members and those who have served during this most patriotic time of the year near July 4th. We are joined by Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre. And Crystal, we've known each other for a long time, but just talk a little bit about your service, your decision to join our nation's armed forces, and just what you did there.
Oh, well, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about something that is very dear to me, and that is serving my country. I was in high school, and I took the ASVAD, and I did a very well on it, and decided to see what the Army could, or what the military, I hadn't picked on a branch yet, although they had chosen me and asked me to come in on behalf of the Army. And when you get through all the physicals, at the end they offer you what jobs they feel that you, not only what they need at the time, but what you would qualify for. And the job that I first went in into the Army Reserves, and it was a personnel information systems management specialist, which is basically an HR/computer data entry person. And at the time, you would fill out, you're basically writing a small part of code. At that time, it was late 80s, and I was really interested in that, and actually started going to college for computer programming. But once I got into it, schooling, I realized there was going to be so much to learn, not knowing how much it was going to change over the years and how quickly. But at that time, I thought, I want something that is going to be a little more challenging to me. But when I came back from my initial training after basic and what we call is advanced individual training or AIT, I decided to go active duty and went active duty Army. And of course you have to go through the whole physical and reclassify. I thought that I could go in as a PISM, which is what my job or MOS was called at the time. And they said they had too many at active duty, but that I could choose from two different MOSs, which would be a brick mason or a counterintelligence special agent. And you would think that it would be kind of obvious, but I really contemplated the two, because I knew brick mason is really a great skill to have, and it would pay well when I got out of the military. But then when other time am I going to have the chance to be a counterintelligence special agent? And I was 19 at that time, and when I became 21, I was able to hold a badge of credentials and carry a 45. So it was quite an exciting opportunity.
Talk about your time as that. That does sound like an amazing opportunity. And I mean, I feel like you'd get to learn so much about kind of the inner workings of maybe behind the back door that maybe a lot of people probably don't see about in terms of intelligence in the Army, right?
Yes. I was very fortunate to be at Fort Meade, Maryland, which is the home of the National Security Agency, or NSA. And although I did not work in NSA, I had many friends who went to my church. I was very involved in my church, which I'll get to that in a little bit, who worked in NSA. And we all were in intelligence in some way, shape, or form on that military post. And it was kind of a four hats post where all of the military disciplines, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, all worked there and had barracks and worked together. In the detachment that I ended up working for was, I don't know how much of this I can say, a lot of it was classified, and we worked in training others to go into foreign countries and how to spy on those countries. So in that detachment, we were able to train those going into those countries. And I did do one real world mission with Delta Force.
That was our special edition news magazine, Spirit of America, joined by Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre. We'll have more after this on our special edition news magazine, Spirit of America, on KNIA KRLS.